The situation is very tense in Zimbabwe. We don't expect that, but those 35 families are suffering very much. They don't have food. Their house, they are destroyed. They are outside of their homesteads. From 14 September up to now, those they are MDC supporters. They supported the MDCT. One of the person who is victimized is our shadow councillor. He was aspiring councillor for that ward. And these people, they stayed there since the formation of MDC. They stayed there. They don't have rural areas. They stay at the farm during the colonial regime. So they still stayed there at the farm because of they are supporting MDC. Nicholas Goche, the minister, and the MP for Shamba North victimized them and tell them, get out of this. And he managed to push them outside their houses.
Where are they camped as we speak now?
They are just at the roadside, at the open space after the farm.
If they tried to meet with the minister over this issue?
Yes, before their victimization, the minister sent his security guards to arrest one of the candidates, Shadrach, and Nicholas Goch confronted Shadrach and said, I don't want to see you within 24 hours. You are a sellout. We don't want to see you here.
How are they surviving now?
They are surviving in a tough situation. They don't have food. They don't have shelter. They are suffering, I tell you. We don't expect that in a democratic country. We don't expect a minister like Nicholas Goch, who got 33 years in the government. He knows there is democracy. Nicholas Goch went to the farm and he found these people were red on the farm being workers of the white men. So we have got a worry in Zimbabwe. We are worried as a party in Zimbabwe.